This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've already talked stocks and bonds, right? Here is the crypto update. Bitcoin down along with everything else, about 3% or so, continuing its slide of late, which brings me to all those ads we've been seeing for a while now, truth be told, of celebrities pushing crypto. Kind of weird, if you ask me. Emily Stewart wrote about it at Vox. Emily, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Help me understand why, you know, I mean, celebrities endorse stuff all the time. Why is that money endorsement relationship kind of different?
Well, I think it's one thing if a celebrity tells you to buy a bag of chips, right? And you don't like the chips, they're gross, fine. But when it's your money, it's a little bit of a different story. It's obviously a little bit higher stakes than chips that you don't like.
Can we talk then about specifically crypto, which is the thing that honestly, you know, back during the Super Bowl and Matt Damon and Fortune Favors the Brave and all this. And now crypto's tanking and I'm looking at going, how do you feel now, Matt Damon? He probably isn't too worried about it. But the people who bought crypto because Matt Damon said Fortune Favors the Brave are kind of out of luck.
Right. I mean, I think it goes without saying, you know, not always a great idea to follow celebrities into any investment. Like, celebrities are rich for reasons having nothing to do with their crypto investments, whether that be Reese Witherspoon or Tom Brady or Larry David. I would venture to guess that these people have investment managers who probably tell them not to do a ton of crypto. But, you know, we really did see, I think, at the beginning of the year and late last year, just a ton of celebrities really diving into crypto. They really kind of mainstreamed crypto in a way that to me felt a little bit different. And I think a lot of people, you know, got real excited and kind of didn't realize that crypto has historically gone through these boom and bust cycles. And right now we are in a bit of a crypto winter, I guess.
Yeah. Does it work? I mean, does Tom Brady doing whatever that weird plug-in ad thing was, I don't even remember, but does that make people buy crypto?
I mean, it's hard to say. You know, Morning Consult did a survey that found that about 20% of investors and 45% of crypto owners said that they would invest in cryptocurrency if famous people endorsed it. That was, you know, behind financial advisors and family members or business reporters, but that's not nobody. Mm-hmm. And I think kind of more broadly, like I said before, there is this mainstreaming of it. Like, maybe I didn't see the Tom Brady ad or the Larry David ad and then buy Bitcoin or whatever, but it does kind of put it more into the water stream in a way that maybe I start to think about it.
Yeah, well, so look, actually, I mean, the first time I heard about that Matt Damon ad, which, you know, Super Bowl ads are released, you know, a day or two in advance, whatever. But even if you didn't watch the Super Bowl, you saw that Matt Damon Fortune Favors the Brave ad somewhere in your social feed. And that's got to be the multiplier.
Right. That's the thing. It's kind of everywhere. And you see this stuff all of the time where just maybe, you know, it's not a single commercial that you saw, but just it kind of gets in there where, like, even last year, I had friends who have never in their lives asked me anything about investing, suddenly saying, like, hey, but I need to make some quick money. Do you think I should get into crypto? No. And the answer there is like, absolutely not. And if you're asking me about it, it is way too late.
Right. Exactly. What Emily said. Emily Stewart is a senior correspondent at Vox. She also writes a newsletter. It's called The Big Squeeze. Emily, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.